There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Yes, indeed. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me each and every week at this very same time on this very same great radio station, or if you're joining us online via GCNlive.com, we welcome you with open arms. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, one of our favorite contributors and guys, Phil Skinner, and he's going to be telling us all about what's been going down at Auburn this weekend. We'll also kind of do a little bit of a wrap-up of Monterey, the what used to be called the weekend, but is now a week-long series of events just happened a few weeks back. And also, Phil's got some interesting news about hot August nights in Reno. Telephone-wise, anytime Phil is with us, if you'd like a free estimate of value on your classic car, your rare car, your unusual car, if you would like to tell us a car story, the story of your first car, the story of the car that got away, the car that you owned, that you sold because you got married or you had to pay some bills, you know, we all have those stories. If you want to share that story, we would love to hear it. If you'd like to know the value of a vehicle that you owned years ago and be wondered if you still had it today, what it would be worth, we definitely would love to hear that story. Or a story of a barn find or a field find, a rare vehicle. Anything is on the agenda, on the plate. It's all up for grabs, and you can dial us up toll-free from anywhere in North America at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, via the email anytime, 24/7, bob@boblongradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, Phil Skinner is not only the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, but also is a gentleman that contributes to many other publications around the world, also works for a number of the auction companies and individuals as a consultant, and he is the traveling man. He spends an awful lot of time on the road, and as a matter of fact, as he wrote me recently, if his wife left him, he probably wouldn't even know. But he's joining us right now from Auburn, Indiana. Here he is, the man himself, Phil Skinner. Phil, welcome.
Well, good morning, Bob, or afternoon, I guess. Great day here in Auburn, Indiana. A bit warm, but a great weekend is coming up, winding up today. We got a great selection. Some of the best cars, I think, all weekend are being run across the block today here at Auctions America. This is carrying on the tradition that started back in the 1970s at the Auburn Auction Park. I think it's one of the largest, if not the largest, dedicated collector car facilities in the world. And I'll tell you, I've had a ball. This is the sixth year for Auctions America here in Auburn, and they've had a spectacular weekend.
And certainly we have to applaud all the folks at Auctions America and their parent company, R.M. Sotheby's, for the great investment that they put into this property. And when they took it over, it wasn't in the best of shape, and they have put an awful lot of money into it and really have rejuvenated this automotive iconic event.
Well, you know, Rob Myers puts together a good team, and then Donnie Gould actually heads up Auctions America, and his team is great. In fact, sitting next to me is one of the, I think, star members, and I say that because at one point she actually worked for me, and she is kind of one of the car specialists here. She's my favorite car specialist. Her name is Megan Boyd, and she has some updates on how good the sale was this week.
Terrific. It would be wonderful to speak with Megan here live on Auto World. Thanks so much for arranging that, Phil. Megan, are you with us?
Yes. Good afternoon.
Great. thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast. So I understand that the Auctions America event in Auburn for 2015 has been a great success. Give us some of the highlights.
Yes, we've experienced a great weekend. We've had wonderful weather and record crowds. We've sold, you know, a ton of great cars to people all over the world already.
That's great. Give us some of the highlights of the sales so far. I know they continue today, but one thing great about Auctions America, I mean, I love all the different auction companies, don't get me wrong, but the one thing that is true about an Auctions America sale is that there's something for everybody. And, you know, if you have a small budget and maybe a first-time person getting into the hobby, you can buy an affordable car at an Auctions America event, and I'm sure you've got lots of those in addition to the rare vehicles up on the block, going over the block, and have been sold over the last few days and will continue today. Tell us about some of the big dollar vehicles first.
I think you really hit the nail on the head when you said we're all about variety, and we're not just about variety with the price points, but also with the kinds of cars that Auctions America offers. Just looking over a few of our top sales, we have a good selection of, you know, different years, makes, and models. Yesterday, we sold a 1929 Duesenberg Model J for $1.4 million, and then closely followed behind that was the 59 Costa Jaguar for $363,000, and then bringing it back to the domestic market, a 2005 Ford GT for
$266,000. Wow. The Ford GTs continue to escalate in price, and told this story before many times, but Nick Shala, the then president of the Ford Motor Company back in 2004, actually, he was a Brit, and he said to me, "We can get one of these for you, Bob." And I said, I would love to, but I knew I was going to get married, and I knew I was going to be buying a house. But in 2020 hindsight, I sure wish I had bought that vehicle, because not only is it an extraordinary vehicle, but those vehicles are highly sought after and continue to rise in value.
That's for sure.
Tell us about the Jaguar. That sounds like a very interesting vehicle. I'm not particularly familiar with the one that you sold. Tell us a little bit about the nuances of that Jag.
Like I mentioned, it's a 1959 Costin Jaguar. It's a race-ready car. I know it's completed a few of the rallies, I believe, including the Colorado Grand. You may have seen it advertised on our website, auctionsamerica.com. It was one of our feature lots this weekend.
Oh, that's great. And the attendance has been wonderful, I would imagine.
Yes, we've actually already matched our attendance from last year as of the end of the day last night, which was over 80,000 people. So we will be having some record numbers out of this event, you know, following today's guests.
That's great. A little bit earlier in a previous hour of the broadcast, we had Bob Sellers, General Manager of Reliable Carriers, with us, and he was telling us about a lot of new folks, which is always great, getting into the hobby, perhaps for the first time, coming up to his booth after purchasing a vehicle or being in the auction office, settling up and coming up and realizing that they've got to get the vehicle home and they hadn't thought about it. So new people getting into the hobby is always a great thing. Have you noticed that trend for 2015?
It's exactly what I was going to just say to you. We have noticed in 2015 we've had a large uptick in new clients, and I'm happy to report that we've had a great response from, you know, the younger car market that I know a lot of the enthusiasts worry about younger people getting into the hobby, and we're starting to see people, you know, in their 30s and 40s buying their first cars and enjoying classic cars with their young families.
Oh, that is wonderful, Megan. And the action continues today. Lots of cool cars going over the block.
Yes, we have several neat cars we're offering today. Everything, you know, this is a day that we focus a lot on pre-work. We've got a great 34 Cadillac. We've got a couple Auburns. We have a really neat 1913 Case. And then we're also going to be offering a 1994 Chevrolet Impala Supersport with 100% of the proceeds to benefit the Auburn Court Duesenberg Museum here in Auburn.
Wonderful. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some of those cars you just mentioned. So hang with us. We've got Megan and we've got Phil Skinner live from Auburn, straight ahead, right here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com. It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Jay Leno has a new automotive television show starting. Not supposed to tell you much about it, but let me see what I can tell you about it here without getting Jay and his folks upset. It will be on CNBC. And it's going to start in the month of October, and it's going to be called Jay Leno's Garage. You're listening to Auto World. We're live all across North America, and we're having lots of fun because we got Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, joining us live from Auburn, Indiana, where the Auctions America sale is underway. And Phil, thanks again for joining us, and why don't you once again do the official introductions here, reintroduce our very special guest who actually at one time used to work for you, Phil. Reintroduce our very special guest, Megan.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I missed what you said, Bill.
Oh, that's okay. I was going to have you reintroduce Megan for us.
Yeah, Megan is the card specialist here at Auctions America, and she's one of the sharpest people on the staff, in my opinion. And she's really an attractive young lady, too.
Oh, very good. Well, Megan, you really got us excited talking about some of the vehicles that are going over the block this afternoon. And why don't you tell us about that that charity vehicle, the Chevrolet, that 100% of the proceeds are going to go to a very special cause. Tell us about the cause and tell us about the vehicle.
Yes, as I mentioned earlier, lot 7044 crossing the block today, which is the 1994 Chevrolet Impala Supersport. We'll be offering that car with 100% of the proceeds to benefit the Auburn Core Duesenberg Museum, which is right here in Auburn, the same place that Auctions America is based out of.
That's great. And for some of our younger listeners who may not realize it, this part of the country, Auburn, Indiana, is a real very important place when it comes to automotive history, because this is where a lot of vehicles were manufactured, including all those brands that you just mentioned. Both Auburn, Cord, and Duesenberg at one time were produced there, and there's a wonderful museum. I remember my mom telling me, my mom growing up in Boston, she loved cars too, and she used to gaze through the showroom windows at the Cord automobiles. And when I see the Cord automobiles today in 2015, I mean, remarkable. The styling for its time, a vehicle from the 1930s, it had hideaway headlights, and a supercharger, it had front-wheel drive, it had a very unique front-end treatment, very modern-looking vehicle. So Auburn, Indiana is just chock-full of great history, and that's wonderful that you've got a vehicle that's going to benefit that museum. Have you had the opportunity to check out that museum yet?
Yes, I have, and I'm going to say it on your show. It's my favorite automotive museum I've ever been to. I mean, you can't get anything much better than it being in the actual factory where these gorgeous cars were produced. And for those of you listening that aren't aware, the museum is housed in the factory. So when you walk into their front showroom that's been beautifully restored, that's the same showroom that you walked in, 50, 60, 70 years ago to buy those cars.
Wow, what a great story. And this whole weekend in Auburn, Indiana, in addition to the flagship sale from RM and Auctions America, I have to get used to saying RM Sotheby's, but of course this is the RM Auctions America division that is running this sale, and that there are so many great things going on in that town to celebrate the automobile, that it's a really great family event. And so no wonder you're having record numbers, probably lots of folks, as we touched on earlier, discovering it for the first time, that this is a wonderful family event to go to.
Right, that's 100% accurate. We have, in addition to the auction going on, there's also the Auburn Core Duesenberg Festival. So we have several thousand people that are in town specifically for that event, and also to visit the museum. We have a great homecoming of Auburn Core to Duesenberg this year, and we've actually offered a record number of Auburn Core to Duesenberg at the auction this weekend.
And as you mentioned, one of the big sellers was a Duesenberg. And again, for some of our younger listeners who may not realize it, if you've ever heard the expression, it's a doozy, that actually stems from the Duesenberg automobile, because back in that era when these vehicles were being produced, this was the ultimate. I mean, this was the movie star car. This was the Bugatti Veyron of its day. This was the ultimate vehicle. And the really cool thing about the Duesenbergs, as you know well, Megan, is that the Duesenberg factory would produce the chassis, but in many times there would be custom coachwork that would be done by various companies that would be attached to the mechanics of the vehicle. So you have some really rare examples of Duesenbergs out there in the collector car hobby.
Right, and this particular Duesenberg that we sold yesterday, the 1920 Model J, is a body by Murphy, and it was a convertible coupe, and it really fits the bill of what you mentioned. It was a doozy. It's an absolutely gorgeous car.
Have you ever had the opportunity, I have not, of either riding in or driving a Duesenberg? I have a friend who's in the automotive business who owns one and always promises me a ride, but it hasn't happened yet. But one of these days I'm going to get a ride. How about yourself?
You need to take them up on that. It's a wonderful car. I've actually had the opportunity to both ride in and drive them. I even had a little bit of seat time in this 29 that we sold yesterday.
Oh, that's great. What got you into the automotive hobby and the classic car business? Phil mentioned that you actually worked for him along the way, but did you grow up a car girl? Was your dad or your mom into cars? What ignited your passion?
Well, you kind of hit it right there. I grew up with a car dad, and he had no son, so I was somewhat doomed from the start, I guess you could say.
But you got bitten by the bug, and it sounds like you absolutely love it. So that's wonderful that you're working with such a great company as Auctions America. And a question that I get asked anytime we have somebody on from Auctions America, you know, I have a vehicle, and I would like to consign it with Auctions America. What do I do? So, Megan, for those listeners out there who might have something special tucked away and are looking to move on to something else, what's the best way to contact and get a hold of you guys and perhaps have it sold at an upcoming Auctions America event?
The best first step is to give us a call in Auburn at our Auburn office. The number there is 260-927-9797. Once again, that number is 260-927-9797, and ask to speak with a car specialist, and we'll get you set on, you know, we'll let you know what we think the value of this car is and give you your options as far as consigning it, you know, with or without a reserve, and what venue we think is best, and we can help you out the whole process.
That's great.
You can also always visit our website at www.auctionsamerica.com to learn more about both buying and selling, as well as seeing our recent lots on offer.
Excellent. Megan, I want to thank you so much for giving us so much information. We really appreciate your time here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Don't be a stranger. Give us a call anytime throughout the hour. It's Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you're having some fun. I know cookouts are underway and lots of family activities. If you're catching us on tape delay, that's okay. You can shoot us an email, bob@boblongradio.com. Bob@autoworldradio.com, and Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, our very special guest, regular contributor to the broadcast. He also doesn't mind sharing his email with our vast listening audience. And if you want to communicate with Phil directly about a rare car, unique car, have a classic car question, what's the best email for you, Phil?
Oh, I think pskinner@kbb.com or phil.skinner@kbb.com, and we'll give you a direct response to anything you have a question about regarding the collector car world.
That sounds great. Well, let's go back a few weeks and do a little recap. Neither one of us made it to the Monterey Peninsula this year, but certainly you had your reporters there, and now the dust has settled, and once again it looks like talk about a whole lot of money in a short span of time. What used to be called a weekend is now really a week-long series of events, as Jay Leno says, the millionaires versus the billionaires. And what was it, something like $400 million worth of sales?
Actually, I think it was around $390 million, and there may have been a few things on the side that could have brought up the $400 million. But it was a very strong weekend, a little bit off from last year. Last year, of course, they had that $40 million Ferrari sale at Bonham. They had a couple of $20 million Ferraris. So this year, the high sale was $16 million Ferrari, still not exactly what we'll call chump change. And another term Leno likes to use for that weekend, it's the annual gathering of the More Money Than Brains Club. And there's a lot of smart people that show up there. But it's a fun, it's an interesting event. The expertise, the cars, you can do, I think we counted up over 52 different events this year, over what we'll call Monterey Pebble Beach Week. And it really is a week, starting off on Monday. Tuesday, there's the Concours in Carmel. There are car clubs. There's events, automobilia sales, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. More automobilia sales, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The tour de elegance. Everything up there is just fun. But we gave it up this year, went to Detroit. We were at Woodward Dream Cruise, and I think I had as much fun there as I could have had in Monterey.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Got to hear more about the Woodward Dream Cruise and this year's Phil Skinner adventure there. Telephone-wise, again, if you have a question, if you have an old vehicle, rare vehicle, unusual vehicle, like to tell us about your first car, your father's car, your grandfather's car, your mom's car, if you name your vehicle and want to share that with us, that's always fun. Want to tell a story of a barn find or a field find, not unusual these days, give us a call, shoot us an email, bob@boblongradio.com or 855-660-4261. As you mentioned, you were at Woodward, and I broadcasted from there a number of times, and it's just such a great grassroots event, and there are so many people in attendance. What were the numbers this year? Did you hear any specific numbers? Usually it's around 35 to 40,000 cars and a couple of million people. Was it around the same?
Well, this year they estimated there were over 45 to 47,000 vehicles participating.
Wow.
In the cruise,
so even more.
As well as the car shows off to the side. There were several clubs that used it as their gathering grounds. The Jaguar Club of North America had a Concours d'Elegance. And the one I really got enthusiastic with was the 427 Cammer Group. These are the 427 single overhead cam V8 inches produced by Ford Motor Company. This was the first gathering where there was, I think, over 80 of them in one place, and celebrating the 50th anniversary of that very legendary engine.
Yeah, what a very rare engine. And certainly today, anyone who is fortunate enough to own one of those vehicles with that 427 Cammer engine, they're very fortunate, because those are worth a whole lot of money today, are they not, Phil?
Oh, they're extremely rare, desirable, valuable. And I was talking to some of the enthusiasts there. For me, it was a learning experience to just see what all was there. And it's just really, it was an eye-opener for me. I learned a lot of history. When I can learn something, that's a good day.
I know you've been kind of constantly on the road in recent times. You were over in Europe, of course, for the great stuff that happens every year in Sweden, all the great meets, and you get to spend some time with some good friends over there. Then you came back to the United States and came to Dearborn and Louisville for Kentucky, and did some research on Edsel's. Man, you were home for a couple of days, and then you headed up to Sacramento, where you were a keynote speaker for a collectors group. That must have been fun. Tell us about the group, and tell us about what you talked about.
Well, we had actually two different groups were up there. One of them was Edsel, but there was another gathering of a collection of California car clubs up there, and we were talking basically about values and kind of how the auctions work and the general collector car industry as far as investment versus enjoyment, which I found very interesting, and we were on a panel board for that. So it was a very kind of a fun, I've had a very active summer. We were in Texas last week actually doing some catalog work for an upcoming auction. We were in Detroit early part of this week doing some more research. We've been here in Auburn. We go back to Detroit for a couple days. Then we head down to Texas for Dan Cruz Classics next week in Austin, Texas. That's a two-day event. And a lot of fun. Something if you're in the Texas area, don't want to miss it. Let me know. We'll send me an email at pskinner@kbb.com. Get your free comp passes.
That's great. We got a brand new station in Lubbock, Texas, so all of you folks take advantage of that, and everybody else listening in the greater Texas area, send an email to Phil P. Skinner at KBB.com, and he'll hook you up with some VIP passes for that event. And I know you've said in the past, Phil, that Texas has really emerged in recent years to be a real hotbed of not only auctions, but car folks in general.
That's right. Texas is, I would say, probably the most active community or state when it comes to just how many people there are interested in cars. So there's all the time auctions. And especially around the San Antonio area, they call it the Hill Country. It is absolutely fabulous for touring. And the amount of things that go on there are just amazing. The Hill Country is extremely scenic. And there's all sorts of places, and my favorite thing are Texas barbecues.
You can't go wrong with that. Absolutely. And the good old Texas hospitality as well. I've been to San Antonio a number of times on new vehicle launches, and I'm always surprised at all the cool stuff that's there, and also the affordability factor that, you know, compared to many other areas of the country, you can buy homes in Texas for a fraction of what you can in many other areas. I mean, you could move from California to Texas, Phil, and be in a palatial estate. You can really get some great buys there.
Well, a lot of my friends from California have retired and moved to Texas, and I keep saying if something ever happens where I don't have to work for Kelley Blue Book anymore, then I may myself move to the Lone Star State. Because, again, it's centrally located. You've got a lot of vehicles there. The car hobby is extremely alive. And I happen to like the freedoms of that wonderful state.
That's great. When we come back on the other side, we've got a bunch of emails, and we'll take calls, 855-660-4261. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producer in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. We thank you so much for joining us. I want to say hello to everybody listening on News Talk 1540 KXCL in Iowa. Everybody listening on the KPAM in Portland, Oregon with 50,000 watts of power, as well as KXCL. We'll salute all our 50,000 watt stations. WCFO Atlanta, thank you so much for being with us. And, of course, CKLW AM 800, the information station. Station, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, Michigan. But we also love all of our affiliates, no matter what size station you are. You're all a part of the Auto World family. And, of course, we want to say hello to everybody listening online at GCNlive.com. Phil Skinner is with us, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. For all of our listeners in Texas, he is offering some freebies for a sale coming up next weekend. Phil, once again, recap that and remind folks where to shoot their requests to.
That's right. It's the Dan Cruz Classic. It's their auction. It'll be actually the sale date will be next Saturday. If you're in the Austin area, San Antonio, even as far away as Waco, come on up all the way from Houston. You want to come to the sale, send me an email to tskinner@kbb.com. Say, hey, I heard you on Bob Long's program, and I'd like to come to the sale, and I will make sure that you have yourself some VIP passes, complimentary, courtesy of Bob Long's wonderful radio program.
Oh, thank you, my friend, and courtesy of the great Phil Skinner, nobody better in the entire world when it comes to classic cars and auctions and Edsel's. So he is the man, our go-to person when it comes to all of those areas. We got an email here from Krista, who is listening to us in Arlington, Virginia. Krista says she owns a 1986 Jaguar, American-wise. Whenever I go to a Jag event, they always love to, everybody to say Jaguar. But it's basically a Jag XJS from 1986. And she says it's got about 80,000 miles on it. It's British Racing Green and wants to know if Phil could give her an idea of how much that vehicle might be worth.
Well, in 1986 and 87, the XJS had three different models. They had a coupe, a cabriolet, and the convertible. And if she has a coupe, it's in top condition today. You're looking around $15,000 to $16,000 for a top condition. The convertible, a little bit more, about $17,000 to $19,000. And the cabriolet, a little bit more than that, about about $18,000 to $19,000. So that's in top condition. If you have a more accurate, give me an email, drop me a line, and I'll give you a little bit more accurate information regarding your car.
Excellent. Here's a real old vehicle that we've got a listener writing to us about. It's a Ford Model A two-door Roadster from 1930. I wish we had more information as far as the mileage on the vehicle. The picture that they've sent me here looks like it's been significantly restored. How much do Model A's from the 1930 model year generally go for these days, Phil? Let me see if I can find out where this person is located. Person is located in Missouri, but again, well, doesn't tell us.
We've had several Model A's here at Auctions America this weekend, and the Model A market has really come back. Nice roadsters are in the mid $20,000 range, between $23,000 to, I'd say, about $26,000. It depends on the equipment. If it's rumble seat, if it has side mount spares versus rear mounted spares, there's all sorts of little things. But for a really nice, well appointed roadster, $25,000 is the neighborhood today. And if it's really spectacular, you could easily go over the $30,000 mark.
Very good. Here's another. We're really getting some calls with some rather older vehicles and emails. This is an email that just came in from Eric. Eric is listening in the Southern California area. Doesn't say exactly where in Southern California, but he is a lucky gentleman because he's got a 1934 Lincoln 12-cylinder four-door sedan with 9,600 miles on it.
Wow. You're looking at a car there that, I mean, these have really kind of gone up, gone down. Again, depending on the condition, if it's absolutely mint condition, a perfect running order, you're talking a car that could be in the $75,000 to $80,000 range. But we've seen a lot of what we call barn find cars here, and surprisingly, they're bringing some pretty good money. In fact, today in about an hour and a half, they're going to be running a 1941 Packard 160 touring sedan, which is probably a pretty similar car. And they're looking at between a $20,000 and $30,000 hope on that one, and it'd probably be about a $20,000 car. That's considering it runs and it's complete.
Yeah, that's the thing. I would imagine getting restoration parts for that vehicle might be a little bit of a problem. Another cool email here. This one's out of New Hampshire. Michael is the proud owner of a vehicle which is going to be coming back into production, although the new vehicle, the new Acura NSX, the sports car, is going to be a combination of twin-turbo V6 with electric motors. The Acura NSX, which was in production for a lot of years, was just a normally aspirated V6 engine. This gentleman in New Hampshire, Michael, has a 92 NSX with 70,000 miles on it. He says it still runs like it's brand new. And he's noticed in recent times that these vehicles seem to be growing in value.
And he is correct. I've talked to people who own Ferraris and then also own a Acura NSX, and they tell me Ferrari is a nice status symbol, but if you want to go out and have a nice ride, the Acura cannot be beat. They handle well, they perform well, and like Michael said, they are going up in value. Right now, a top 92 NSX, you're looking over $63,000 is our value at Kelley Blue Book. and I think I've seen some even go higher. So the NSX is, I think, one of the best designed cars ever to come out of Japan, and it is a it performs just as well as the Ferrari, and isn't quite as expensive, especially when it comes to maintenance. A tune-up on an NSX probably cost you about $300, and then on a Ferrari it cost you about $5,000. So I think the NSX is a great car, and I'm glad to see Acura bringing out the new generation.
Yeah, no question about it. And, boy, I remember when you could get those Acura NSXs from around 1992 for $20,000-some-odd. And those people who picked them up at that price definitely were very smart. Plus, you were getting a really cool car. Always have had a fond place in my heart for that vehicle. Here's a interesting car. They sold an awful lot of these when they were brand new. This email comes in from Bloomington, Indiana. It's a 1976 Cadillac Seville, and it has 32,939 original miles on it. It's painted yellow. It has a brown vinyl top on it, and again, this was kind of an American attempt at a European-esque sedan in the middle 70s, and they were very popular, Phil.
Oh, they're very popular, and they are a collector vehicle. I am actually kind of surprised at the values. For 1976, which I think was the first year that Seville, which was kind of a mid-sized luxury car, as you said, to compete with a Mercedes S-Class, you're looking at about $20,000 to $21,000 for a really, really prime example. Even in good condition, they still are pretty popular with values that are around $10,000 to $11,000. So again, keep it in good condition, and they still work well. A couple of little maladies regarding some of the body panel extension, but one in good condition can bring very, very good money, and they're sought after by collectors.
Here's an interesting car coming out of Alabama, listening on WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama. We have a gentleman by the name of James who's got a 1973 Ford Thunderbird with a 464 barrel, and it's got 70,000 original miles. It's kind of a midnight blue color, has a velour upholstery. Wants to know about the price of this big bird. What do you think, Phil?
What year was that? I missed that.
73.
I hear the music coming up.
Yeah, maybe we'll give them your email address.
Yeah, we'll do that on the other side.
Absolutely.
About $17,000.
$17,000, and if you want to follow up with Phil, pskinner@kbb.com. Thank you, Phil, and we'll talk with you.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Each and every day she is getting that Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigol's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.